Well, why don't we get things started tonight with the carryout? This, of course, is our nightly segment where I read the newspaper, so you don't have to. Here are today's top stories. Help us, Chief Keef. You're our only hope. Chief Keef wants to be mayor of Chicago. That's what he told his social media followers. And then everyone from Pitchfork to Time magazine took it and ran with it and hoped that we would click. Oh, Keef wants to be mayor. Click. Keef doesn't like Mayor Emanuel because Rahm won't let him do his best Princess Leia R2-D2 impression and hologram a concert. I, for one, would love to see Keef run for mayor. I can see the slogans now. Property taxes. That's some I don't like. Free garbage pickup. That's some I don't like. TIF reform. Well, that's some I do like. Wheaton College is ending healthcare benefits to students, mainly because they don't want to offer contraception, which is mandated with the Affordable Healthcare Act. Are we sure this isn't about religious beliefs and not just an excuse for the college to save a ton of money in the name of religious beliefs? Because my religion says that I get a free iced coffee from Dunkin' Donuts whenever I want it. So, is that cool? Speaker Madigan has decided to make things right and take away pay raises. No pay raises for lawmakers until the budget crisis is over. Can we get real for a second? I don't care about pay raises. As taxpayers, we know lawmakers get paid. We put you there. Pay raises are part of the deal, whatever. This is just another smokescreen to make it seem like work is being done in Springfield when work is not being done. There's still no budget. There's still no long-term plan to get Illinois out of this financial mess. So I don't care if you get paid, don't get paid. I don't care if you're working 2 days, 3 days, no days. I don't care if you adjourn to play softball. Just do your freaking job. Sorry about that. Back to the jokes. President Obama told a crowd in Africa that he would win a third term. I mean, how do you say Rick Perry and Ted Cruz in Swahili? Elon Musk and Stephen Hawking have added their names to a letter calling for a ban on killer AI, artificial intelligence. No word if the ban will be in time to prevent another Terminator movie. And the identity of the hunter who murdered Cecil the Lion, a lion so popular in Zimbabwe that they actually named it, has been revealed. And it's a Minnesota dentist. Now who hasn't been flossing? Jerk. Remember the polar vortex? Well, the polar vortex was so cold.
How cold was it?
Sorry, I didn't mean to set it up like a joke. I just, ComEd's raising its rates. Sorry. Anyway. In weather, Chicago's summer continues to round into form. Tomorrow, I'm thinking about bringing a slip and slide to work. In sports, Chris Bryant should be Rookie of the Year. Dude walks off last night in dramatic fashion and gives the Cubs a much-needed shot in the arm. And on the south side, the Sox beat the Red Sox to continue their winning ways before the deadline. Is it going to change management's mind? I mean, they're only 4.5 back. And that's to the rival Twins, who the Sox still have a few games with. So this is kind of shaping up into an Albert Bell White Sox conundrum. Remember that? When they were like 3.5 back and then they just sold everything? Is Reinsdorf going to do it again? And Bears camp starts tomorrow, so get ready for a lot of golf carts and floppy hats. And finally, a couple from Elk Grove Village ordered a double cheeseburger from a local McDonald's, and when they unwrapped it, it was just a dirty rag. Hey, you wanted them to clean up fast food. It probably tasted better anyway. That's the carryout for July 28th, 2015. Now, with more Dirty Rag.